Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet.
Whiskey is heavier than like vodka or gin.
Hello, everybody.
Gin?
What?
Oh, did you play the song?
I did play the song just now.
Oh, I didn't hear it because we never hear it.
I'm the one with the headphones.
Surprise.
So nefarious.
Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode 44.
Ooh, 44. Let's do some more.
probably will.
Yep. Let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
What's up? It's Cloud.
What's up? It's Castelvi.
I'm LP.
What up? It's Lauren.
I'm Scott.
I am Tins.
What up? It's Keith.
Hey, it's Brian.
Sup, Mark.
Great. Well, we're all ready to go. Oh, good. LP, you just coughed out the mailbag. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've got it right here.
I coughed it right into your lap. Sorry,
thanks.
My saliva is all over.
Let me just open it up here and then...
Oh, it's this kind of mailbag again.
You've done chips already.
Dude, there are 44 podcasts. You're going to repeat sometime.
Those are tortilla chips. These are wavy lays.
Right.
In this mailbag. I like when you send in snacks, people. Thank you. Today's mailbag comes to us from a Samuel Babbage.
Just because you're reading a bag of chips doesn't mean the whole mailbag is addressed to you.
No, he sent like a lot of letters, but he wrote in like really big writing.
Oh, oh, it's
none of this matters, Mark. Just go on. What's up with the mailbag?
What's his name?
It was from Samuel Babbage. Massachusetts.
Boston, Mass.
Oh, it just says Massachusetts. He didn't write a city.
Probably Boston.
I'm assuming North Dakota, Massachusetts.
And Samuel writes, "Oh my God, you guys, we are like best friends.
This is
I
how
love
he starts a letter.
You guys so much. We are like, ugh, tonight was awesome. I am so drunk."
Did he whisper?
It's really small in italics,
gotcha.
So that's how I interpreted it. It could have been something else. Like, what? How did I get so drunk tonight? Did we, like, do something to help that happen? Was it fun? Should I do it again?
That is so vague.
Was it a drinking game? If so, what is up with that?
Okay.
What are drinking
what
games?
What are they? When are they?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I remember Tins last, at the show, what would it be, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
You did a what are that?
Or yes.
You did a what
yeah.
are
I did yes. a what are wish.
Our wish.
A joke that only we got.
Yeah, when we awesome. Say sentences real poorly, that's the joke. So I guess what we're talking about is drinking games specifically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we already had an alcohol based.
Yeah.
Well, we should. What's an Octavarius podcast drinking game?
That God, every we time, had every time Mark tells a fucking sad story,
the tale of sorrow.
But anytime Lauren chimes in with something
that's
like
either Harry Potter, Disney,
or
Twilight,
relevant to 10 minutes ago in the podcast.
It's always something that is relevant 10 minutes ago. And anytime Lisa disagrees with Lauren, it doesn't always happen, but when it happens...
Take a shot if the Legal Helpers debt resolution ad takes longer than 4 minutes.
Or drink through the entire song.
There we go.
Wow, that's
or
good.
On the rare occasion that B.O. does something for the ladies.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen in a while.
Or someone steals the podcast, you know.
Whenever somebody takes
the podcast, gets to divvy out drinks.
All right.
Every time you go in the lead, you can set a rule in this. Okay, guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if it's at night, grab a drink because you're going to start drinking now. If it's daytime, why don't you stop it now
just
and listen to it later?
Feel free to pause the podcast right now and grab a beer.
Get some butter beer.
So,
all right, you got a drink.
Drink.
That's
right.
Drink.
I should get a beer, huh?
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a beer.
All right,
give me one, Scott.
How many am I getting? Doesn't matter.
Three at least.
Three.
Arms full. So, drinking games.
Do you guys
so much fun.
We we as friends don't play drinking games that often because we just kind of drink socially pretty often. Yeah. But
no,
we do drinking games a lot when we're watching movies.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I am actually currently in a lifelong drinking game now, thanks to our friend Callahan.
Yeah. Callahan introduces so many great games to us. This is a tough one.
This is great, audience, and I mean listeners. I invite you to play it at home. But I'll warn you, once you start playing it, you're in it for life. So, agreed?
Agreed.
Great. Okay, let's shake on it. Okay, great. So, this game is called Beer for Life. What happens is, you might already do this with your beers, whether it's a can or a bottle. You have some sort of means of marking that can or bottle to denote that it's yours. I mean, we hang out in large groups. I like to know that a can of beer is mine. So I always, as soon as I pop the tab, I turn it 90 degrees to the right. That's how I know that's my beer. So that works great for me in the context of this drinking game because I, for the rest of my life, I always know what can of beer is mine.
I do the same thing, but 45 degrees to the left. Mm-hmm.
I do the same, except I put the tab at 6 o'clock so it actually partially covers the hole because no one else would ever do that.
Yeah, I leave my my tab up.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. what I was going to do.
See, but if you're playing Beer for Life, the downside, potentially, is anyone else who is playing the game... any point during your life can say the phrase "beer for life."
And it's anyone that is playing the game. It's not just some random Joe that's like tins beer for life.
You have to agree that you are going to play the game. I've entered into a lifelong contract apparently with Callahan that I'm going to do this. So if he ever says beer for life, whether it's in person, over the phone, through Facebook, whatever, and I have a drink in my hand and it's not. Or if I have a drink open at all and it's not labeled to my specification, if my beer is not tilted, the tab isn't tilted 90 degrees to the right, then I have to finish that beer immediately.
Wow. That's cool.
It's cool, I guess.
Like those games. Isn't that the one dude from Hugs and Pull-Ups has a similar game where it's the caveat is you have to finish the entire beer? But like... That's all well and good at like a college house party, but I feel like now that I'm older, like I'm at a bar, I don't want to get like I don't want to have to chug a beer because I sat yeah. I didn't like put moose horns up when I sat down. Okay, I just find it annoying, and even I think the way when we play it, we still no one ever chugs a beer. No one's like, you gotta finish the whole thing, Tins. No one's just like, oh, we got you. Just
yeah.
drink.
Well, Callahan got me with it about... It might have been the same day that I entered into this game. But, you know, yeah, at this age, at this stage of our lives, it's like, oh, you got me. Well, I'm going to finish it a lot quicker than usual now, I guess. I'll finish this beer within 2 minutes, I promise.
When was the last time any of you ever shotgun a beer?
Several months ago.
Yeah, only a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it was about 3 months ago.
About a year ago.
Yeah,
it was a drinking contest, actually, in college.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I remember doing it
no,
back then.
No, I lost. It was rough.
Wait, it was just a shotgunning contest?
It was a beer shotgunning contest. I think, I remember who it was with. It was with a graduate student at the time, and it was, we were in a show together, and we'd hyped up which one of us was the bigger drinker, and he was much older and kind of looked at me like, you're a stupid college student.
Ah.
So it got to the time where we think we had to shotgun 3 beers and whoever did it first won.
Wow.
And he was done with all 3 before I was like halfway done with the second. And then I just ended up spilling beer all over myself. And, yeah, it was not a fun night.
Wouldn't you get a brain freeze if it was really if it was cold?
I've actually never gotten a brain freeze.
Yeah. What?
Never.
Ever in your life?
Like I've tried to give myself a brain freeze.
Just try to slush.
I've done it. I've done it. I'm immune.
Maybe that's your superpower.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet superpower.
That's awesome.
Put like 5 ice cubes in your mouth and press them as hard as you can against the roof of your mouth.
I've done it.
So really?
It gets
freezes.
Cold, but I don't get.
You're supposed to put your finger, your thumb, on the roof of your mouth and put it like right behind your front teeth, and that's supposed to stop your brain freeze.
It's also called bulimia.
Yeah.
Oh, just in the front, like I know you, because you can press your tongue the roof.
You
of your
can
mouth.
Just do it in your tongue and not get your gross thumb in your mouth.
Yeah. That's how you stop a brain freeze, really?
Press your tongue the roof of your mouth.
You just have to warm your upper palate.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
I guess I've never thought. I know you get a brain freeze because your upper palate gets cold. I've never thought of doing that. Well, your tongue is usually cold already.
Yeah, that's what I did.
No, but if you push it together, I mean,
it'll create.
You'll have warmth. It'll
or you could rub it back and forth, like with friction, like real quick. Ever all the listeners, try to rub your tongue against the roof of your mouth real quick and warm it up.
And then take a drink.
I feel bad that Makula's not here because, you know, Makula actually shotgunned a beer with the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he.
Huh?
Yes, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld came and saw one of Nick's plays because he was friends with somebody. You know, the soup. No soup for you.
I'm sure he loves getting that, like, today.
And so, character. Him and Makula were hanging out after the show.
Well, if he has that mustache still, I'd shave it off.
I don't think he still has the mustache.
No, because he's
still
recognizable.
He's pretty recognizable. He's got, you know. I mean, he's got those eyes and those eyebrows, and he's still got the same hair. His hairline hasn't receded that much.
Also, so carries soup around a lot
and constantly deprives people of it.
Yeah, so Makula shotgunned a beer with the soup Nazi. I don't think
that's awesome.
I think that's probably the coolest person any one of us has ever played a drinking game with.
What is the name of the game? And forgive me if I'm jumping the gun if you're going to get to this, Tins, but I'm just having a vivid memory of coming over to, I don't know if it was your apartment or you were visiting. It was a while ago. It was right after I got out of college.
Okay.
And I walked in and found an incredibly inebriated Tins with about 7 or 8 beer cans.
Scepter! Oh!
That's probably the drinking game of choice for us in college, was Scepter.
I just never had heard of that until I saw you.
No, we didn't make it up. It's been around.
It's called Wizards, Wizards Rule or Wizards Staff.
Yeah.
That's what we called it.
I picked it up from some buddies of mine from back at U of I.
Yeah.
It's Scepter, for those of you with like 9 or 10 beers in front of you for this podcast, feel free to start playing now.
It's for Wizards.
You start at the beginning. Lauren!
Up, Lauren!
It is so early in the podcast. Harry Potter. Scepter! You start out at the beginning of the night. You agree to play this throughout the whole night. And it really only works with cans. Although our friend Scott Hogan has tried with bottles before to little success.
Miller Lite works pretty good.
Yeah,
but Coors are better.
Coors Light is the absolute best.
They're taller and thinner, so your staff gets bigger faster.
Yeah, so what you do, you finish your beers at your leisure, but as soon as you finish a beer, when you start a new one, you tape your empty beer, you duct tape it to the bottom.
It's important that you use duct tape, because duct tape, if it gets wet or anything like that, it usually still keeps its hold. And if there's one thing you don't want your scepter to fall apart and spill, you know, beer all over.
Did you guys play with the rules of, like, every third can you needed to, like, chug a beer or do a shot or something?
I've heard
that?
People who do, like,
that's how we did it.
We
you have to, like, pass the, like, every third beer was there's, like, a state, there's a shot you have to take.
We generally didn't do that because we were drinking so many beers and we would build, you know, like 6 foot tall or longer.
And I remember to see who would win, right?
Yeah.
Nick had a I guess it's probably cheating, but he had a two-night one.
It was definitely cheating.
He spanned multiple nights.
And he stole other people's beer cans.
But that's what you can do. If you're not paying attention to your beer cans, the way we played it.
If
you're not paying attention to your scepter, someone can steal it.
Wow.
Steal your whole scepter?
Yep.
You know what? We should post the rules on our fairies.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
But what I remember most is that it got to a point where Nick had to drink off of our balcony because his scepter wouldn't fit between the floor and ceiling of the apartment.
It's impossible to manage.
Okay, so you don't drink a beer and then add it. You have to put it on the top full and drink from the top?
Yes. So it gets to a point. I think the highest mine's ever gotten is like 10 or 11. It's gotten to the point where, like, you can't, it's like 5.5 feet tall, and you can barely tip it back before beer starts to come out.
We generally do it when we have long parties, like when we do our Star Wars Christmas marathon that's like 13 hours.
We should do it that.
We should.
We probably
Which
will
is
this
on
Christmas.
The...
It's a terrible, it's never been a mess that I have to deal with as my adult.
I'm inviting the listeners.
Honestly, here's the thing about it.
Brian is vividly shaking his head.
We did it once.
I'm just saying, we're not inviting the audience, everyone, over to our home.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about us, Brian. If I'm drinking 10 beers in, I'm going to be sloppy.
Castelvi, I was responding to Lauren. Because Lauren started to invite people to our home.
You know what, Ryan? I guarantee if we invited them, they still wouldn't come.
I don't fucking care.
It's because they don't know where we are. We live at 720.
No, Shelby, the thing is, it's not the normal folks that listen to our podcast that would come over. It's the weirdos that we don't
want. We love all of our listeners. Whether you be weird or...
Even the Luna Love Dakota.
Lauren!
One guy from the mountains.
That's another drink.
That guy from Partyville, Wisconsin. Which one?
All right, pause. So I can get to what I was going to say 4 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's about scepters and about how they're great for the lesser, the less privileged people in society. Because we had a party with a bunch of scepters, and the next morning we're like, oh, we got to throw out all these scepters, right? Well, all the cans, because they're all taped together, and you have like put away like 5 scepters. Mine was 13 cans, was the highest I've ever gotten.
Nice.
Literally had to sit on the kitchen floor to drink out of it to finish beers.
That's insane.
It was really dumb. But we took them down to the dumpster, and it was really, really easy for the homeless folk in Normal, or the poorer people who collect cans, to collect cans from us.
Because
all the cans were together.
Although I'm sure they had to remove all of the duct tape.
They did, but
they
didn't have to dig through bags. They literally picked up and carry them all home very easily.
Did you ever talk with a homeless person about it?
No.
Because I have. After one of our parties, the next morning, I saw a dude taking out the scepters.
I remember you talking about that.
He did talk to me about it, and he did say how easy it was to take them out and how he appreciated it. But he also was very confused as to how we could drink so much beer and still, like, go
to class. He was a homeless guy in a college town, and he was still incredulous of how people drink alcohol.
Well, he just couldn't believe that we drank that much beer and went to class still. Like, he was like, he said, when I drink that much, I don't do anything. And I didn't want to say, like,
he never does
that's
anything.
The difference between us is, like, I still get drunk, but I go to work the next day and work hard, you know. But,
you see, that's the difference between you and me, homeless.
I didn't say that. He was just shocked that at all the alcohol we drank and still like accomplished this.
We're superheroes. Yeah.
It's kind of like how people are shocked that Snoop Dogg smokes a lot of pot and still gets things done. Like, he's done so many albums and tours everywhere, and that guy's like high all the time.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, too.
I can't
Willie
imagine Nelson doing anything creative while high.
Never, ever.
Not that we get up. Speaking of drinking games that are debilitating to play, have anyone ever played, I don't know, I'm not going to say whatever you're thinking about, Edward 40
That's
games?
Exactly
yes. Holy shit!
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They did that to me on the 20th birthday. And it got so cold, and I had to pee. I walked in the door, I was like, I have to go pee, and then
and
they
now
ducked
you know what it's like to
so
be
Edward 40
yeah,
Hands.
Please explain for that.
Edward 40 Hands is a drinking game. Wherein you purchase two 40s. I'll get to my statement in a little about that, but you get two 40s and then you duct tape them to your hands, and then you have to drink them throughout the entire night. And it's very difficult because your hands are duct taped to 40s, and therefore they're very cold.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll have to go to the bathroom because it's 40 ounces of alcohol. Usually shitty alcohol. At least that's when I drink 40s.
There's not many 40s made with fat tire.
Mickey's.
King Cobra.
Old English, man. 211. I used to live off 40s.
That's so awful.
Cobra's
Mickey's. I will drink Mickey's.
Mickey's in Old English.
Doesn't Lando Calrissian sponsor one of them?
Cold 45.
Cold 45. Works every time.
You know what? I like Mickey's quite a bit, not for the taste, because it's garbage.
Mickey's is made by Miller.
Well, it's made
right.
by
it's
made by the interns.
Well,
at
it's
Miller
just when I'm drinking when I'm drinking a 40, I want to know that I'm drinking a 40 and it's shit. So I get like the shittiest one. I like Milwaukee's Beast or Best. Ice House is such.
Milwaukee's Best?
Ice House is a really bad. Oh my god, it's just horrible to drink. But afterwards, you're fucked up.
You know what?
Ice House is a lot of
ice
alcohol.
What's
I know because I'm drinking a 40. I've given up on life.
What's great about Mickey's though, and I didn't find this out until within the past year or so. because I up until that time I had never gotten the six pack of Mickey's like grenades.
Yeah.
Underneath what I love about them is underneath every cap there's a little riddle for the budding young alcoholic to solve.
It's like Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
No, that is the best part about the Mickey's 40s is they take you back to the time when you first started drinking Sobe. And you got those various lizard rhymes or weird lizard things. Did anyone else drink Sobe?
I'm familiar with Sobe. Snapple. I do not drink Sobe.
Snapple has the facts on it that
I would much rather have loose lizard than even a fact. I just like the dumb things they would write on
Snapple's thing, though, we're supposed to be like 1 out of 8 is a lie. They would say like the true facts, and then like supposedly 1 out of 8 was a lie.
That can't. No, I refuse. That's what,
I don't think that like Snapple would like try to lie to its customers.
No, but like that was the game. You had to figure out which one was the lie. No,
but it didn't tell you
if it was real or not.
Can you do some research on this, Lauren?
Yeah, because there's like one guy out there who, through like bad odds, has always received a Snapple with a lie.
And that person's always saying his fun facts, and everyone's like, "No, that's not right.
That's not right."
Looking like an asshole.
I just really want to know the truth now because I always had faith in those facts, and now I realize that what I'm saying
is wrong. I don't even have to look it up.
Did you read it on a Snapple cap? Because that's suspect.
Who questions facts under a bottle cap?
No, there have been. I've seen ones that I know I've looked up, and they're wrong. I don't think. Don't start celebrating so quickly.
Okay, well, Lauren was literally celebrating. You're right, because like I remember like a duck's quack does not echo is under him, and that's not really true.
Thank you, Mythbusters.
Thank you.
The quack sound itself is long, and the echo happens within it almost. So it seems like it's hard to tell the actual echo.
They're just like common internet factoids, so they might be false or the truth might be stretched a little bit, but it's not like they're blatantly.
They're not saying.
Knowledgeably lying to their customers.
I've run 7 true ones. Now it's my turn to think of a silly one. Who could we make as a lie president?
I hope that they do that. That'd be great.
But has anyone here ever done... Who's done an Edward 40's hand?
I have not.
I have.
Brian, Scott, Nelpy, and myself.
All of the hardcore folks.
Yeah. You know my friend Ryan Remsing. He actually did Edward 40 hands, but with 4 40s.
What?
There's a picture of him on College Humor with the duck. He had two, one on each hand, and then one on each forearm.
Oh, no.
And damned if he didn't finish all of them, almost.
If anyone could, it's the dude that went as the Incredible Hulk like for Halloween and actually looked like the Incredible Hulk.
Admiral Ryan. God bless.
Amazing. He just painted himself green and he was there.
Yeah,
we've discussed that.
His muscles are amazing.
Now here's my question. Am I correct in the assumption that he's not allowed to remove any of the 40s until they're all complete?
Correct.
So he, at one point, he's going to have 160 ounces of booze in him.
That is correct. And so, that happened.
Like 14, 15 beers inside of him, not allowed to pee or not allowed to pee successfully.
He was allowed, because with 40 hands, like you... I remember when I played it, I had to go to the bathroom inevitably, and I had to get a very close friend to help me. Help me at least.
Yeah.
Well, what the real thing is, when I would duct tape it, I would make at least my finger and the thumb accessible. So I duct tape most of it.
I didn't realize that was an option.
Well, that's kind of a pussy way to play, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to piss my pants for some drink.
Because that's how I was able
that's
to be.
I just like to live as Edward 40 hands.
Scott, did you get a close friend to unzip for you?
No. Because
that's what I did. No, I just got a close friend to like.
I didn't. I just held it.
Something. Yeah, me too. I finished them fast. Yeah. And I was also pretty smart about that. I put some paper towels in between my hand and the 40 so I didn't get cold.
That's super smart. And it also, but it also insulates the beer itself so that it stays cold. Because your hands will warm it up, and a warm 40 is an awful thing.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I would trust everybody in this room to unzip my pants.
I wouldn't still, though.
Yeah.
I would. I trust all you guys. I mean, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't make Lauren do it.
But I would do it for you.
Definitely,
I know you
Cloud.
But
you
would let me.
Yeah.
Cloud.
You just make the guys, Cloud, man.
So great.
What am I? I'm too girly.
You gotta be a friend, Cloud.
You'll say ooh too much the whole time.
You would. It'll be kind
of
distracting.
Yeah, you'd be like, you'd be like in the process of zipping him down and you'd make some sort of offhanded comment about Mulan or
can
something.
Can I do my impression of Lauren?
Yes.
Please. Okay. Made a Disney reference.
I made a Disney reference because I was referring to what you would likely do, Lauren.
Alright, so this is Lauren unzipping Keith's pants to make him go to the bathroom.
To help him. You're a good friend.
Hey,
Lauren.
Here we go.
Lauren, can you help me out here? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That would be exactly right, and that's why I definitely would not have Lauren do it for me.
Yeah.
I would trust any of you, but definitely not Lauren.
I don't think that's what he's concerned about. Is you telling people that it happened?
Yeah, it is such a blatant lie.
I just don't think you would be able to do it successfully without giggling.
Lauren, yeah, there's no way.
Oh,
it would
no,
be okay.
I giggle. Yeah.
We're also assuming that the act of pulling somebody's pants down means you're gonna have to see dick.
Yeah, and
which I don't think is true.
In my mind, she's actually holding it for Keith.
Oh, God.
Keith can't strategically angle his body.
He's got
40s
in his hand.
I would trust all of you to hold my dick while I pee.
I don't think trust is the issue.
I can imagine Lauren holding your dick and going,
why is
Keith, dude. Keith, I'm sorry, but you having to pee real, real, real bad is not grounds for me to hold your dick for you while you do it.
No, it's an honor.
Oh, Keith takes the podcast.
Keith is late.
So you get to make a rule. Keith, what's your rule?
My rule is after we finish this little segment here, any time we reference a dick or a boner, they have to drink. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That happens a lot.
I feel like
on purpose.
Edward 40 Hands would be more of a dilemma for a girl. Because at first, you're just like, oh, if someone pulls the pants down, they go. But then, like,
no, you have to
wipe. You got to wipe.
That's when you find out who your friends are.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you just do the shake.
I don't know any girl who's done Edward 40 Hands.
Well, you can just do a shake.
Wait, so Lisa just disagreed with Lauren. I just want to go on record right there.
Wait a minute. We need to go back to this. So Lauren was going to elaborate on you've never just done a shake, but then I love that she looked over at Mark, Brian, Keith, and Tins and went, wait a minute, you never.
So wait, you can just give as a lady, you can just give a shimmy and a shake and it'll be all right.
Lauren, just wear some dark underpants, Tins.
Some dark underpants.
The only time I've done like
the shake
is I think like a bunch of us went to a cabin in Wisconsin and got drunk and like people were vomiting in bathrooms and like
vomiting.
So it's like we have to go. It's like me and my friend and I are like we have to go in the forest. Cause like there's no toilet paper in the forest.
You call it a forest?
It was surrounded by a forest.
Like we have to go into the forest.
Yeah. It would be the woods. I'd say woods.
It's 2 a.m. What could be in the forest at this point?
Like we had no other choice.
Yeah,
so
it's
at
like
that point,
it's in a bush.
That's the beginning
that's
of a good fairy, like a spooky fairy tale. They have no other choice but to go
like,
into the forest.
There's certain situations, but like. If there's toilet paper available, it's you can't just do a shake.
Well, I feel that wouldn't Edward 40 Hands be an extreme situation? Like, almost a go-into-the-forest situation where a shake would be okay. No?
To disagree, Lord.
You'd be pretty
I would get a close friend. And
you'd do it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to be in that situation.
I'd think it would be really difficult for a woman to do it only because of their small bladders and the fact of the shimmy. It's just like,
and also,
and they're the small form.
They're smallest. You're gonna get fucked up as shit.
I'm never like sober at the end of Edward 40 Hands.
That's impossible.
Yeah,
if you're Yokozuna or you have a problem.
Yeah, well, it's like 6.5 cans of beer.
That's a lot of beer in a very short time.
Yeah. For a lady.
Yeah.
For a lady.
So I never really enjoyed playing the games where like there'd be turns and you divvy out
card games.
Like, I'd play them because they'd give, but I'm like, Look, King's we're all Coast. Here to get drunk, aren't we? What the fuck am I waiting until someone gives me two drinks?
I feel like that now. So at the time, though, I felt like, oh, this is so much fun.
I always like the drinking games like, if you guys have ever done a Century Club.
Yes!
Is that like Power Hour?
Yeah, so more.
It is a Power Hour, but extra.
Right, so what is a Power Hour?
A Power Hour is when you do one shot of beer every minute for 60 minutes.
Okay. Which I never
Which doesn't
through.
Sound like a lot. But
I've done one.
Is it that, adds up.
You'll be surprised. Century Club is when you do it for 100 minutes. And that's about 13 beers, shooting a shot of beer every minute. I mean...
It's so hard because it's just such constant drinking.
Yeah.
You have to have like somebody, like we used to have my friend Nick who recorded his voice saying, drink, motherfucker, and it would play every minute to keep you on tap.
Yeah, you can do the song changes on your iTunes.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, this is a big thing. People will make mix CDs or playlists for Power Hours. Or I've even seen, it was a friend of... of my girlfriend's, who had this guy she dated, who made a video of like highlights of movies, just famous movie scenes.
Cool.
And then at each change of a movie scene, that would be your time to drink in the Power Hour.
Would it be cool?
So he edited together an hour of footage just for this Power Hour drinking game.
That's fun.
And he also did it with music videos. Like this guy, like it was fucking serious.
What would really
Some
be cool
really
is
really take this thing seriously.
Would make it even more awesome is if it was a video compiled of all minute long clips of like famous movie drinking scenes or like bar fight scenes, anything that takes place
he's
in a
already
bar.
Doing regular movies.
Yeah. There's a great one in Three Musketeers.
That would be pretty awesome, but the fact that he did anything is a little bit intense.
That'd be such a great thing for a live band, for them to like do a different song every minute and just play for an hour.
It'd be great for the people playing Power Hour, not for anyone who comes to see a regular concert.
If they just name their band Power
Hour, I feel like
Hour,
punk
though,
bands would do that.
It's just gotta be an awesome band. It's just called Power Hour. And that's what you do at the concerts. You go to the concert to get just fucked up
before,
and listen to a band called Power Hour.
Shots of beer.
Patent pending. This is an Octavarius LLC patent pending idea.
But the, thing about, but the thing about the band is that for that hour, you would never be able to stop playing.
No,
ever.
You can't.
It's
that's
an hour. There's no banter.
That's
there's
why
no,
they're called Power Hour.
Yeah, like they just
they
bring
the pussy hour.
Straight for an hour. And you know that a couple of those songs are going to be fast.
Dude, Tins has played like guitar for an hour.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
True.
Play guitar on stage for like an hour and
you
a half.
Also, you'd have to have a visual
but without stop.
You'd also have to have a visual reference for when to change,
like,
too.
Like the most I've stopped is to change from an acoustic to an electric or vice versa.
I mean, there are bands that'll do like their whole album. Decemberists did that at Lala 2 years ago. They did their whole album front to back, and there was no break. So, I mean, it just depends. It depends on what kind of music. I mean, if it's heavy metal, it's probably going to be a little more taxing on your body than I guess. You know,
I imagine
like
you'd have to lay out your set list in a specific way.
Yeah, where you can have rest.
You can pace yourself.
Like, you can give an instrument, like, 8 measures rest.
Dude, I want to see Power Hour.
Or like a minute long.
That would be a great time.
Yeah. Like 30 seconds, the song, there's like 25 seconds of just like, yeah. That's a song. It works.
But I could seriously, after Power Hour would play, I would want to get the fuck out of that building. Because anybody that goes to see Power Hour, they are there to party, and they would murder me.
Also, a nice thing, Power Hour is usually done like sitting in a sitting down circle of friends.
Depends.
I've been in ones where like everyone's standing up partying, and basically the power instead of taking an exact shot, you just take a good strong swing of your drink.
Yeah, we've always had the shot.
Yeah,
I did a shot. I did one. I did a Power Hour. Didn't I do one with you, Tins?
Yeah, you know what? It was
Power Hour.
You, me, and James Shermer.
You know
and
why
that was
I remember it was your place and not anyone else's? Because it was out of a Nightmare Before Christmas shot glass.
And we were watching Nightmare Before Christmas.
And I'd never
Christmas
forget
well,
it. Because I'd always be looking at my Nightmare Before Christmas shot glass. And I don't think I've successfully gotten out of or finished a Power Hour. But I've always been just too drunk.
Did you not? You didn't finish it that time?
I just don't remember if I took a shot just a minute ago. is what happens. It's like, did I just take a shot? I don't know. It's like 30 seconds in.
How did you guys time it when you did it?
I don't remember.
I think we just looked at the clock
or something. Yeah.
Okay.
It was James Shermer too.
But it, yeah, it's just so stupid. I remember when I first did, I did a
Century. This is the
club.
Game that you like. Yes,
well, I like this it because like. I like it because it just gets people drinking, and you don't need to waste time. Okay, now you drink three.
Yeah, like, you know, sorry, you know, I brought
like,
you that.
Like
though.
I do interactive game like that where you can like fuck your friends over.
Like I'm all about playing. Yeah, that's fine. But why can't we just drink at the same time as doing it? And then I just feel redundant. Like why am I? You know.
LP.
Anyways,
you look
you
at
follow
him.
Rules. There are rules to the game, and that's what makes games.
But
fun.
Like inevitably, there's going to be somebody at the end of that game that has barely drank anything. There's going to be that one guy that's like four beers more into the party.
The thing is, I drink during those games without having to, but then I have to.
But then, like, what's the point? Why not just
because
drink?
Because of those big ones like the like when we were talking about
Waterfall,
Circle of Death, like
yeah.
Waterfalls. You drink four or fives. The way I play five, you have to finish your beer. Mm-hmm. So if you just got a fresh beer,
I hate
you have to chug
ones.
That. Beer.
I never finish.
And then
them,
and then like
I'm
in the middle,
adult.
If you get the fourth king, you have to chug that beer. You play the game so you like you can try and fuck your friends over so they have to chug a whole beer. You can drink while you're doing it.
I love
it's like a suggest. I feel like it's like suggested rules. Like you play it, kind of like at least now it's not like, well, you got to finish your beer. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll just take a couple sips and then put it down.
What do you guys? How do you guys feel about the ones that are more sporting, like Flip Cup or beer pong?
Oh, love it.
Or the
love
one
it.
I recently heard of
beer pong.
Flippy
really
pong.
Mm-hmm. You guys,
Flappy
Cup champions.
No.
Wait. What's Flappy Cup?
What the hell?
I was talking about Flappy Cup.
I learned it on Halloween. It's the greatest game. You can put either like two folding tables together or just get a big old table and you set up cups in the middle, 5x5, so it's 25. Okay. And then everyone stands around the table and there's two cups that kind of circulate and play and you have two ping pong balls. And it's kind of reminiscent of like some other games, like it's like beer pong / flippy cup. But you go against the person next to you and you get one bounce and you try and bounce in the cup and then it's just a lot of slapping. Like, I don't
where's
know.
Where's the slapping coming?
Where's
you haven't said a damn thing about
no,
it.
No,
like knee slapping? Is it knee slapping good time?
No, you get to, once you get it into the cup, you get to slap the person's cup that's like next to you and then that means
would that spill beer everywhere?
No, but there's not beer in the two that circulate. So if your cup gets slapped, it just means you grab one from the middle and drink.
So then it's just cups lying on the ground.
No, but then you pick them up. This get like you just keep using.
Sounds
them.
Like
you
have a lot of cleaning. Sounds
no,
like
no,
you got to waste a couple dozen
get
cups
spilled.
For this.
No, beer doesn't get spilled. It's just like you drink from the middle, and then there's two circulating.
So wait, this is how I understand it. So there's people a circle. It's like they're around a table, and then there's empty cups in certain players' hands. You hit a ball into. You try to bounce a ball into a cup. And if you do that, you slap the cup out of that person's hand.
Well, there's kind of like a challenge that happens when there's two people next to each other in the circle. And so the thing is, if you get it on one bounce and you have to hand it to whoever and you're like, oh, great, it's going to be a challenge happening. But if it takes you a long time, then you have to just like pass it to the person on your right. Like it just goes around slowly.
I don't know. But
I feel like we'd have
it's
to.
Easier, Cloud,
I can't help but feel like on Halloween you were just the mark of a very successful con.
No.
But what's
like
the end game of that con?
Okay,
yeah,
just
drunk.
Man.
So
wait, so say it again. Wait. Why are there so many cups? Like, oh no, we pass this cup around. Like, oh, but what do you do with it? Oh, so you slap it. It's
really
fun.
It's easier done than said. Because at first I was like, what is this?
What
this
the
confused.
Fuck?
Because
like,
it was a lie that they
no,
just improved
you're
over time.
It,
it's
really
I believe you, Cloud.
It's really fun. You have to slap
you agreeing with
ground.
Her doesn't count.
You know, Cloud, it is a fact that like one out of eight drinking games ever played is just a lie.
It's not a lie. I played it. It's
James,
great.
That's not true.
It's a good game. I'll teach you all at our next drinking occasion.
I'm ready.
We're playing. We're drinking now.
The most fun I've had playing a drinking game was playing. My buddy Adam Jones got a chess set, but all the pieces were shots.
I've seen that.
So me
probably at your place.
Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. So me and Jeff Barrios played in
Jeff,
a game of chess.
Jeff Barrios.
I'm really better than him. A lot better than him.
At chess?
As a person?
At chess.
LP is pretty good at chess.
But Jeff Barrios is a nice guy.
And
Brian said totally
serious. I got to
serious.
The point where I wasn't...
I like that guy.
I wasn't playing to win. I was just playing... Because every piece, you know, you would take, like if I took a pawn, he would have to take that shot. So I wasn't playing.
Was it of hard liquor?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. We were doing.
That's
we
a lot of pieces. We problems.
Yeah, yeah, and I was, I was just trying to annihilate his fleet. Just trying to destroy everybody.
So instead of just winning, you were just trying to kill every piece?
And kill Jeff Marius.
Yeah.
guess what could make
it like, a was the queen like a bigger shot or something?
Yeah, it was a really big shot.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you did that or if you, like, the pawns were all shots of beer, but each unique piece was like a shot of a different hard liquor.
Yeah.
Like a rook would be a pucker.
hey, I used to like pucker.
The king would have to be my lord.
Oh.
Well, you never...
Yeah, this game's got stakes.
I like my lord.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look who stopped by to say
hey, McCoola.
McCoola's here.
Nick McCoola.
One second. So you did shotgun a beer with the soup Nazi, right?
Oh, I did. Can I tell the story?
Yes, of course.
We were talking about it and then you arrived. Nick McCoola has just arrived from rehearsal.
Joining us on the podcast.
He'll be sitting between Matt and Cloud.
So I was doing a show this summer, and the guy who played the soup Nazi at Seinfeld saw the show. And, I'm out of breath, sorry. And he,
You're doing great, don't worry.
I'm so nervous.
Say the word dick.
Just don't.
And he had a huge,
boner.
So, he was there, and we, during the show, a couple cast members and I thought it'd be fun to, shotgun beers, which is something I kind of missed out on in college.
What?
So we made this...
What do you mean you missed out?
Yeah. I didn't really shotgun beers in college. I missed it. I couldn't find it.
I was shotgunning beers.
Yeah, was
man.
I just doing it in front of you?
I'm in the same boat with you, McCoola. I didn't shotgun a beer like a couple.
Apparently,
of
it's just me and Castelvi shotgunning beers.
Two,
in front of
2 months ago was my first and only
shotgun.
The reason
that is, Brian, is because most people are afraid that they're going to get beer everywhere.
Well, I did. I did get beer everywhere. I was my clothes. Party? No, my clothes would always reek of beer the next morning. Because you'd hit
well,
it.
Change your clothes.
Yeah, change your
I wear the same pair of jeans for like 2 weeks because they don't smell. That's
ew.
Not important. I change my boxers.
That's
anyways,
not
what? The soup Nazi. Back to the soup Nazi. So he's there, and I joked a couple cast members. I'm like, well, if he stays here and drinks at the theater afterwards, we got to get him a shotgun of beer. So he's there talking to the girl who's in the show, and clearly he came there to be with the girl, caw-caw. And I was like, all right, none of us are going to mention Seinfeld to him, because I'm sure he gets that a lot. But I came up to him, and I was like, hey, pretending he's no one. And I was like, hey, do you want a shotgun of beer? That's what we usually do here. He's like, I haven't done that in 20 years. I'm like, well, I just started like a month ago. This would be great. So you go onto the deck.
You actually said, I just started a month ago?
Yeah.
I'm a noob.
We're both beginners.
I'm sure he was all in after that.
He was. He's like, I don't have to worry about being embarrassed. So, you know, I take my keys, I puncture the hole in his and mine. And sidebar, do you know there's a different way to shotgun a beer? I was always told that you drink out of the hole that you puncture.
Yeah, that's what you do.
People who are pansies puncture the hole and then drink out of the actual opening.
No.
Well, what's the point of the fucking hole then?
Yeah, because then there's no pressure. No,
it's air.
It still works.
It still works, but the pressure comes out faster if you drink out of the hole that you cut.
Yeah.
So we did it, we shotgunned a beer, and I was like, do you want to do another one? So we did another one.
Cool.
And then we did another one.
So you shotgun more than one beer with
the soup. I shotgun three beers with the soup Nazi.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
Both of us. And then so I'm stumbly.
In a row? Just like no break?
Yeah. I went out and got like a six pack of PBR from the convenience store that's below the theater.
It's not even a game though. It's like, all right, shotgun. Okay, now we got shotgun another one.
And he was like,
tell me that when he wanted the last beer, fourth beer, you said no beer for you.
I should have. But then I finally looked at him and I was like, hey. I just want to say, you know, we're drunk right now. No one's here.
I know you.
I know you.
We got drunk.
You said, I know you?
I know you. Because now my service, my, like, I don't want to embarrass the guy.
You,
and I was like, I know you, man. I've seen you on TV. He's like, yeah, you've seen the TV show Seinfeld. I'm like, you were awesome.
Aww.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, what are you up to now? And he's like, I'm just doing a lot of theater. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's like, yeah. Yeah, and then he just walks away from me. But there is, if you look at my Facebook photos, if you look at Nick McCoola, go back to like July, you'll see a bunch of pictures with me and Soup Nazi.
Yeah, you can all friend Nick, but you cannot come over here for the Christmas party.
No, no, no. What else have I missed?
So anytime I'm...
No, Lauren, no.
No, 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 no,
no.
I'm not going to explain the whole podcast.
Yeah, there are people that have to listen to this.
No, I was just going to explain the drinking.
No,
I know.
No, but
it doesn't
benefit the listeners.
It's better we talk, that Nick just commit those fouls yeah. and it happens.
Can we talk? Can I talk about the one time we did a drinking game show at the Conservatory? I know that's already been addressed.
No, we didn't talk about our show.
Well, because
I hosted that show.
You did. And so
Scalvi's going to host this drinking game show.
Which is great.
Yeah. Streaming out part two.
This week at Comedy Sport.
Wait,
how convenient we got that letter about drinking games.
It was really convenient.
Yeah.
Well, it's convenient that we've gotten
you
letters
You mean
that
the bag about drinking
from people with right, similar Lauren. Names to celebrities.
Yeah. So what do you want to say about the corn?
So, Brian, do you remember when we were doing a scene and I'm a lightweight. I don't... And so, like, 5 or 6 beers will get me quite drunk. And, Brian, you and I were doing a scene, and you mentioned some, like, very smart reference, which I, Nick Makula, sober, probably wouldn't get. I, Nick Makula, drunk, did not get at all. So I just looked at you and said, of course. And it was really funny.
It was
really funny.
That's probably really one funny. Of the few times in history that a drunk person actually was funny when they thought they were funny. It rarely happens that you're actually
that.
Hilarious in the way you intend.
True that.
But it was funny.
But the
I
drinking...
don't, to be honest, I also was drunk at that point, so I didn't really know. I don't remember what I referenced.
Cool.
We can watch a video. We're on what Vimeo?
I think Vimeo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch
but
it.
The
watch
drink prop show is going to be also interactive. The audience drinks with us. It's going to be fun. There's like a drinking game with the show. It's good yeah. times.
Are you,
so you guys
telling
should
me
come
how
see
I'm
going
to do my show?
Yes.
Okay. How I'm going
to
do the show?
I'm trying to
Maybe
entice them to come to the show.
Do.
You haven't.
I am going to.
I live with you.
You know. Wear beer cans on me somehow, so you should come see that.
Wait, what?
What?
Nice.
What? Don't just lie.
I'm not lying.
Is this also
you got to do?
Yes. She just
know,
made a promise that she's gonna follow through.
Dress made of smashed beer cans.
I don't know if I can do a whole.
This will be
just
Lauren.
Smashed mouth.
This will be great for when you take the cab from Comedy Sports to your apartment that's 2 blocks away. That'll be great.
How can you bring that up on the podcast?
Because I get embarrassed enough. So it's time you tasted this foul pizza.
Ow!
Oh my god! Makula has just stolen the podcast.
Oh,
Makula,
you get to make a rule for the drinking game that's going on right now during the podcast.
Okay,
so you get to establish a rule.
Every time Lauren screams out of panic, we all drink. Which I was hoping would happen right now, but it didn't.
It will.
No, Lauren. Last night you told me because we were all going out for someone's 21st birthday, and I was like, "Oh, we're gonna go." See you later. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm going to take a cab home. And I'm like, Lauren, you live 2 blocks away. She's like, but it's dark out. And I'm like, Lauren, you live in Boys Town. It's one of the safest areas, you know, relatively speaking, for a female. Like, it really is. My sister lived
Even
there.
Even for a male.
Even for, yeah. Like,
it's a good
There are scary stretches.
There are not.
Bullshit. Lauren.
There was
your cab.
Shit. You guys, there were a series of crimes there, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
you
but
shot in Lincoln Park.
In Lincoln Park.
Yeah, it was.
There was Boys Town, too.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God, it was one guy. It's
you
really
know,
not that bad.
Okay, I understand that some people... I actually have a huge problem with this. Uh-oh. Because people should be able to do whatever they want to do to feel safe. And fuck you if you want them to obey what you feel is right.
I'm just
if
gonna,
she's
going to
spend
I'm
the money...
I'm just going to comment on it.
Yeah, you can still make
blocks.
Fun of her.
Yeah, but she's perfectly able to spend the money on a cab. And I don't think that that's bad. Because guess what? If there's one crime in Boys Town, do you want to be that one crime?
That one crime already happened.
Well, if one is upcoming.
It's done.
I just think she doesn't need to get made fun of for that.
Maybe
and I think we're all being a little harsh.
Maybe she could get some mace. Buck up somebody.
Yeah, that's true. I do have some really
don't,
old
don't,
mace.
You can't live in fear,
but I don't know
Mark,
if it works anymore.
Because you live in fear.
Although I do, I understand
but you also don't
why
have to
they
be
make
reckless.
Fun of me, which thank you, Mark. But
reckless
I do
is not walking through Boys Town. That's not reckless behavior.
I have Chicken called happen, tins man. Before once, thinking that people are following
You
me.
Were paranoid out of your mind. We were on the phone for like 15 minutes. She's just like, there's a car behind me, and it's been following me for like a block.
And it's not even, the thing is, it's not even a matter of being safe. It's a matter of paranoia
yeah.
that Lauren
yeah,
has.
Well, you're defending
if this was the only time.
I'm saying, man.
If this
I'm,
was the only
fine.
Time Lauren's been like, all right, I just don't feel safe right now. but it's every time the sun sets, it's everyone's out to kill you.
The sun sets.
Everyone.
And that's the thing. I'm sort of with you, Mark. Like I'll certainly stay on the phone with Lauren and make sure that she gets home and she is not murdered by people who don't have it out
or
for
raped,
her at all.
That's worse.
But I will still judge. And I believe I have the right to judge somebody's decision to do so. Lord, that being said, I'm glad you were safe that night, and the people behind you had somewhere else to be.
I got cat called in Boys Town. That was weird. That's a weird. I was very sexually assaulted. But they were just
a cat call. That
they were just real. They just
What's the difference between?
Kept going, man.
Oh, with their verbal.
Yeah, well,
they just kept walking.
Did they follow you in a car?
No, they just yelled until I was out of earshot.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember.
What were they yelling?
Just, oh, yeah, you walk with that booty. I'm like, what? It was just really funny for me. But it was just...
Because you sexy, Keith.
I know, apparently.
Can I zip down your fly now?
No.
Lauren,
drink?
Do you want to know Cloud's... secret of fending off rapists without weapons?
Wait, what's your... What is it? I heard you're supposed to say, I have to pee, or I'm going to pee on you or something.
Well, this is something that I drunkenly...
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you talking about?
You're either supposed to yell, I know your
this
mother, or I have to pee, or I'm going to pee on you. All right, go on.
That's weird.
I know your mother?
Drink, drink.
Wait, I know your mother is what you're supposed to say? What is that supposed to do?
They're supposed to freak them out. If they're trying to rape you, they're supposed to be like, what? And you get time to like get out of there.
And when they're like, whoa?
Well, wouldn't that, I mean, if you were a rapist.
That would probably confuse somebody.
I don't know how to think like a rapist, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I don't know how to relate to them, so I can't help you out here.
In college, if I had to walk by myself a long distance in the darkness, I would just, drunkenly, I would just sing songs from Broadway musicals. I would just sing, because then...
Wow.
You would just attract people to your
house. Yeah. Wait, because, A, it's fun, because you're probably drunk.
It's like firing off a gun in a city full of zombies.
Walking Dead reference. Jack?
Yes.
I think I want you to pull in the lead with that.
Yeah, that will take the lead. That was a hell of a
I did all the work on that joke.
I appreciate the alley-oop.
Anytime.
B, you just feel confident in what you're doing. You're not really freaking out. And C, if there's like a creeper coming, he'll just think you're crazy. He's like, I don't want to mess with this bitch. She's crazy. She's singing songs.
This bitch is crazy, man. I ain't gonna rape you.
Yo, man, I think she's singing songs.
What if he's attracted to that? What if he likes Broadway shows, man?
Who would get a boner to hearing
listen,
do
shit's
you
shit's gonna happen
no
matter where you go.
For the boner cop.
Oh, yeah, that's the girl.
If you take a cab going two blocks, shit can happen in that cab. You're never safe, okay? That's just how it is. So
way to make
walk.
Me more
or have one of us walk with you. You could do that.
Or defend yourself with a knife. I don't know, man. You're gonna be paranoid. At least know how to kill someone.
I don't want the knowledge that Lauren is always carrying
zipper,
a knife.
I do want that.
Lauren
I think
should
Lauren
not
needs
have
that confidence.
Weapons.
Can you imagine if Lauren came in one day and was like, "You guys, I just killed two guys trying to rape me. I have blood on my hands."
Chances are those guys are just walking along and Lauren thought that they were trying to rape
her.
They had a dog?
They asked me if I wanted to give money to the environment. I said no and I stabbed them.
They were holding really like really thick sandwiches and there could have been guns in them.
There's a guy in a Santa suit with a bell. It was weird.
No, oh, I clapped on the mic, sorry.
Let's drink twice, I think.
Yeah.
No, I
good work,
I love you, Lauren.
This is gonna take a downer.
Oh, no.
But this better not take a downer. Because if this takes a downer, I'm gonna be very displeased.
This is
so will our listeners.
This is Lauren presents taking a downer.
Take a downer.
Take a downer.
No,
let's
do
go
it.
No, we already announced.
I've known somebody who's had a bad circumstance, even just running at night, and ever since I heard about that in college, I've always been extra careful. Because it was, like, not that late at night. She's, you know, normal girl. She was actually pretty tall too. Like, you know, I thought like they more picked on shorter people, whatever. But you know, and I feel like I live
what if you had
like
a knife,
four
though, Lauren?
You think I would know how to use a knife?
It's pretty easy.
You just
it's a
it would get
tool.
Turned on me. I mean, really?
How are you using a knife?
Are you holding?
What
it
do you say?
I don't think all rapists are Jackie Chan.
Carry pepper spray.
There you go.
No, but they often do get surprise on you. So
yeah, I get that. But
I mean,
if you have a knife,
I've been jumped before. It's just it happens. Things
really?
Happen.
I got cursed by a gypsy one time.
But girls are more vulnerable. You have, you know, your goods that they can.
How do I know that those guys didn't want my goods?
It's less likely. It's like 1% to like 99%.
Sexy as hell.
Yeah. Dude, I don't deny.
Lauren, he's
sexy.
A really good dancer.
I agree.
You seen these hips move?
He's pretty awesome.
I agree, but statistics show.
It's like Boner Party
USA.
Well,
he's a statistic. Boner. We're all a statistic.
We're all statistics, Lauren. God bless.
How do we get from drinking games
so Lauren,
that's
Octavarius.
Are you going to sing Broadway musicals now when you walk in?
I don't know. That's actually not a bad idea.
Or you
no, I still like. I still like. I know your mother.
Well, if she's going to tell them,
I'm
going to
pee on your mother.
Your knife is. I know your mother.
She could just sing songs from Urinetown, I guess.
Boom.
Check and
two
check.
Birds,
boom.
One stone.
Well,
Urinetown.
Assuming that your potential assailant is familiar with the tunes of Urinetown.
If he's in Boys Town, probably.
Yeah. Right.
Boom.
Boom.
You're welcome.
Yeah, wait, if I'm
you're welcome.
Boys
the
Town.
Podcast is now light. S my D.
Is that a drink? That's
a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take an abbreviated drink.
Excellent.
An abbreviated drink, not a full.
I love Circle of Death. That's my favorite drinking game.
I actually used to like play with money, with like cash.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So we,
how
we,
would you
got
do that?
Problem, man.
I know I had a really bad problem, and I got into $10,000 of debt.
Oh no!
No way!
Yeah.
It's a lot
no
of
OP, if you got $10,000 or more and you paid your friends with a credit card, you would want to call legal helpers.
I accept credit cards, by the way.
Yeah,
if you ever need
I'll
to
help
pay
you out.
So, I have a account. Yeah, I accept Visa. I have a machine in my room. If you ever owe me,
legal helpers debt resolution guarantees to negotiate.
Has it been
down
4 minutes yet?
No, it has not.
No, I'm telling it though.
Your credit card debt.
So Harry Potter, the new movie, Harry
God
Potter and the Deathly Hallows,
let me get through a
part
fucking
one
ad.
Was amazing.
God
let me tell you.
No, it was okay.
It really wasn't fun.
So,
but if you invested in that movie, you may be in $10,000 or more.
Yeah, they'll also guarantee that every time you see a Broadway, you see a Broadway musical, you will not be raped ever.
What?
Not too
happy.
It's too happy. And legal helpers' debt resolution
what's
will make sure
interest?
That won't happen. Because they'll send Matt Castelvi, who will sing that jingle. They're singing
Round the
Globe.
But do it in a musical.
Take it with me, Nick.
All right.
Legal helpers debt resolution. Legal helpers dr.com.
Diggle diggle dum.
I like when Gustavi looked and like, are you going to let us do this? You just gave the rest of the room, are you going to let us get away with this? How long will you let us do this?
Yeah.
Do we get to have Nick's 7 words of wisdom?
Yes,
then?
Just wait. We're going to go out on it.
Of no help, by the way.
We also need to remember to thank our good friends over at
Target. Damn, did I even buy anything at Target?
You know what?
They have awesome yogurts.
When I was looking at my GPS on my phone, I was looking at Google Maps, and I zoomed into where we were going, and I saw that a Target was there.
I've seen that.
There's a Target over by the Roosevelt stop of the orange line or the red line. And you can go there and buy all sorts of things. And it has a little logo that pops up even on my GPS.
A Target logo?
A little Target, and it says Target.
What?
Sure, you probably can buy a pepper
like
spray.
I
or
should
a
do,
knife.
Or I could take a cab, right, Mark?
Yeah. You could, yeah.
You could also.
I just think it's counterproductive for you, as you are a Jew, that you have to keep spending money
That's true.
To be safe.
Oh, yeah.
There's only like $4.
Target. Before we go, I just want to thank everybody so far who has come out and seen our shows. Supported,
thank you so much.
Supported
you.
Our nonsense throughout the past couple months. There's,
I love you guys.
There's only a couple more shows to check out before the end of the year. Before we figure out what else we're gonna do with our. Nonsense.
Man, doing shows for you guys has been really great.
It's been fantastic.
You guys are awesome.
Lots of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
I can think of no better way to spend a Sunday night.
Thanks, G7.
And with
thanks,
everybody
Luke.
There.
Thanks, everybody.
Chris, thanks, Robert.
Thanks,
maybe.
Katie.
Robert and Liz is like one out of every 10.
Katie, yeah. That being said, well, before we sign off, why don't we have Nick McCoola's 7
words
of
wisdom.
Hey, Castelvi. Can I have your account number?
This has been
McCoola's
7 8
words
of
wisdom. Have 8 days in a wicked week.
Or 8 legs in a wicked week.
No.
Shut up, Lauren.
No.
Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're running out of
go for you. No.
Digga digga dum.
Power hour! Power hour! Power hour!